The EU is mobilizing a team to help Ukraine handle potential cyber attacks from Russia amid the escalating crisis. And last week, U.S. officials warned big banks in the States about potential cyber attacks. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Josephine Wolf, Assistant Professor of Cybersecurity Policy at Tufts University. Thanks for talking to us today. So what are you most worried about when it comes to cyber attacks?
So I think the thing we worry most about are attacks on critical infrastructure. And in the past, we've seen cyber attacks from Russia directed at the Ukrainian electric grid and shutting off power to people in the country. That would be a real worst case scenario for the cyber attacks. What we've seen so far this year is lower level cyber aggression directed at Ukraine. So today, there are a lot of government websites in Ukraine that have been taken offline. We think the banks are also being affected there. That's a problem. That's something we need to be working on, but it's not yet escalated to the point of some of the earlier cyber attacks directed by Russia.
So when they do things like fool with the electrical grid, is that just to mess with people or to do serious harm, to paralyze the nation's leaders and, you know, the systems that are in place, as infrastructure?
Anytime you're going after critical infrastructure, pretty much you're doing pretty serious harm, right? If people can't get power, then they can't use, you know, their heat. They can't maintain their hospitals. They can't manage sometimes very life or death situations. I think the stuff we've seen in the past month, which is more about deleting data stored by government agencies or defacing those agencies' websites, that would fall more into the category of trying to mess with people or sow chaos. It's not that it's not harmful, but it's harmful sort of at a very different degree.
And so then what do we here in the States have to worry about? Yesterday when Slack went down for a part of the day, that's the first thing I thought of. It had nothing to do with it, but you know, that's the first thing I wondered about.
Yeah, so the thing you worry about in other countries is that in the past we've seen cyber attacks that Russia has directed at Ukraine that have really spilled over into other countries. And the big example of this is a piece of malware called NotPetya that spread in 2017 to hundreds of companies all over Europe and the rest of the world. Even though it was initially kind of directed at a piece of Ukrainian tax software. And so what you would worry is that if Russia has been developing malware that they're going to use to shut down computers or disrupt systems in Ukraine, all of those computers and systems are also connected to companies in other parts of the world that communicate with and work with those Ukrainian companies. And it may not be well contained. It may be malware that spreads to other places. And that's why you're seeing the UK, the US, other countries all issuing warnings to companies in their countries as well.
Do we have a particularly robust defense system against this?
You mean in the United States?
Uh-huh, yeah.
We have some defense, and we've been working on it. I would say we don't have a particularly robust one, and one of the things that's hard in the United States is we have a lot of online infrastructure, which is to say, you know, a lot of our electric grid, a lot of our water treatment plants, a lot of our sort of various utility companies are connected to the internet in one way or another, which makes us more vulnerable.
Thanks very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. It's Josephine Wolf is Assistant Professor of Cybersecurity Policy at Tufts University.